Here we go. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Everyday Heroes, a mini series by Hero Devs where we explore the experiences of women in tech whose everyday efforts builds bridges for others to follow. I'm your host, Wendy. The month of March in the United States is Women's History Month. And in this mini series, we're chatting with some women in tech who share their journey of how they got here and then where they want to go. Today, we're talking with Shelby Kelly, a senior software engineer based in Colorado, whose journey in tech spans 9+ years. Shelby, it's great to have you here. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. All right, Shelby, tell us about yourself. Give us a little bit of like your background. Tell me.
Sure. So I first started with a degree in anthropology. So very relevant. I ended up working in a factory. So that wasn't great. So I went back to school for computer science, because I thought it might be more interesting, and got my degree in computer science and here I am.
Okay. Tell me, what did you want to be when you grew up? Was it in tech? Was it something in anthropology?
I didn't actually know there was jobs in tech as a kid. I used a computer since I was like five. I used Windows 95. My mom had a laptop and a home computer. I played games on it. I didn't know people could actually work on it. But as a kid, I wanted to be a veterinarian.
Veterinarian?
Yeah.
What's your favorite animal?
Oh, all of them. It's so hard. I love all animals. Some people are like, oh, I'm a cat person. Oh, I'm a dog person. I'm an all animals person. I had an iguana when I was a kid. That was one of my first pets, a big old, like 5-foot iguana. And I've had snakes. I have a dog. I have 3 cats. I'll have any animal.
Okay. So you took... you turned a corner. You decided you wanted to go into tech. What made you want to get into tech?
Well, to be honest, I was very sick of indirectly being told, oh, I just can't make that much money when my male counterpart could. Specifically in the factory I worked at, I worked my way up from just an analyst, a quality assurance analyst, to the quality manager position. Because I have a really loud mouth, and we were doing stuff wrong. So I kept pointing it out, and then they got really annoyed, and they finally were like, fine, then you fix it. And the person before me was making, I want to say it was 50,000. I forgot how I found that out, but he was making 50,000. And when they put me in the job, they said, okay, here's 30,000 for your salary. And I asked them why. And they said, well, I didn't have the same qualifications. It's like, yeah, but I have the same job. So you think I'm qualified enough for this job. So why? Because I don't have an engineering degree. You think I can't do it as well. You replaced him with me. So obviously you think I can do it as well. And so I was very angry at that. I also was on the verge of being homeless and living in a trailer park off of someone else because I had not enough money to live on a $30,000 salary in Connecticut. I got really angry and Googled, where can I make equal? And no one can tell me I don't know what I'm doing with a degree. So that's when I went back to school for computer science because it has the smallest wage gap.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. I'm curious to know what other industries came up in that Google search that you did.
Not a lot. Not a lot. I was going back. I was actually in grad school to be a museum director. And it was just right there on the internet. I'm going to make less because I'm a woman. But women in this industry make less. That's end of story. And I was very angry at that. And because I was spending a lot of money to go to grad school. I dropped it and I was like, fine, I'll be a computer scientist and no one can tell me I don't know as much as my male counterpart.
Okay. So now that you've been in that field for a while, well, let me back up. we all know that Google doesn't always know everything. So now that you've had this experience under your belt, I'm curious to know, do you feel like Google told the truth?
I certainly make more than I could ever have imagined in any of the fields that in high school, my guidance counselor told me I'd be good at, which was like, you should work with people, which is not true. It's not true. And they're usually not going to make as much money. So I am making more than I ever thought I would be able to, but I still sometimes make less than my male counterpart. And so that is frustrating because I don't give off the same level of confidence, that my, male counterpart does, which I think I don't like giving off confidence. Like I'm confident enough. I think my work should show that, but you know, it's not always like that. So I do have to fight harder to be given the same amount that I feel like men in the field are just given that amount.
Okay. Would you feel comfortable telling me about a specific experience where you felt that?
So when I started as a junior, I started at $67,000, which was great. I mean, that was more money than at the time I could ever imagine. Because I had been making so little. For most of my life, I worked in fast food, I worked in retail, and so I mean I was so rich. But then when I moved up and I moved out of that company and into a new one, the junior there was making the same amount and he had no experience. He had a 6-month boot camp and he started at the same amount. And just knowing that, like, I had gone through a full bachelor's degree, I had 2 internships at that point, I had gone through so many interviews, and then I got that much. And just to know someone, like, took a 6-month boot camp and then started off the same amount, it's like, are you kidding me? That doesn't seem equivalent. So it's kind of confusing of, like, I've worked so hard, did I even need to work that hard? Like, am I working too hard? So it's just that kind of feeling of just like, what? Like, why did I make more? Or why doesn't he make less? I don't really know.
So what did you do?
Oh, I mean, nothing, because it wasn't the company. And again, I mean, there's so many factors. It was a different state, a different company altogether. At my first company, no one was really comfortable talking to me about their wage. So I couldn't really have, like, I do the same amount and at the same company. So it can be hard not to get wrapped up in, like, well, they're a guy and they make this much. Okay, but there's other circumstances. And, you know, it could be argued one way or another. So what I do is just make a mental note, and the next time I have to talk about how pay raise or going to a new company and asking for a salary, I ask for what I think my male counterpart would ask for.
That's fair. So you mentioned you had a guidance counselor at school who kind of was trying to guide you into something that maybe didn't fit what you actually wanted to do. And I don't know, guidance counselors obviously don't know everything. So based on your experience, how do you feel like the technology industry could better support women from their education to employment in technology?
I think that's a tough one. I'm very conflicted on the whole subject, because sometimes it feels patronizing to me. Like groups like women who code, and it's like, okay, well, I am a woman and I can code, but I don't necessarily try and lump those together on a daily basis, because I don't think men are getting into groups going like, we're men who code. It's like, They just are like, yeah, we do this. And like just being confronted like, oh, you're a woman developer? Yeah. I feel the strong urge to just anytime out in the wilderness someone's like, I'm a developer, and they're a guy, I want to be like, oh, you're a male developer? That's crazy. So it's almost, it's just a whole, there's so many factors that it's, in high school, I mean, I'm older, so high school, I feel like might be different now, probably much different, but my guidance counselor had me take a quiz to figure out what my future is like. And I am so convinced that was rigged, because it asked if I was a woman or not. So already off the bat, like, why is that relevant? And then everything I got was like librarian or museum director, which I did try to do. I'd be a very bad museum director. So this quiz was bad. I would have sold the museum. I'd have been like, no one wants to come here. Bye. I have trouble with reading comprehension. So librarian, I couldn't read these books. I'd be audiobooking all of it. It's not a good fit. I don't like writing. A lot of them were like writing based, a lot of like theses and stuff. And that's what anthropology was. I'm very bad at it. I did fine. I was like a B student, but like I'm an A student in computer science. So clearly that was rigged. So maybe don't set the stakes already rigged. Like maybe don't assume that someone would be good at something based on their gender. Whether you're like, even if it's positive, even if it's positive stereotype, like, oh, women would make great developers because they're so analytical. I don't care. I make a good developer because I am who I am, not because I'm a woman, not because of how old I am, not any other factor. So that always irritates me just when it's so focused on that. But at the same time, having, like, let me give you an example because it's kind of hard to say. But in college, when I went back to school, I got to my first class and there was 25 kids. So the only woman besides one other woman who had no interest in computer science, she was just there as an elective. So I was the only one there that was a woman who was interested in computer science. So that's uncomfortable, but you can't force women to go into something. But what we can do is make it more comfortable. So I wanted to be a tutor. So I applied to be a computer science tutor. And every class, every area of the college that was for computer science kids, every area was that same feeling of my first class. There's 25 dudes and me. So I had to be in the computer lab when I became a tutor. It was disgusting. There's food everywhere. The computers were all very dirty because they were used by teenage boys, and the chairs were poorly maintained, like, and it started to smell a little bit here and there, depending on what time of the semester it was. And I would see women walk in and go, nah, now I'm going to go to a different computer lab that's cleaner. And I had to sit there and just hang out with like 25 dudes all the time. And I am used to that. I have three older brothers, but you know, I can see like if someone has sisters or is just not used to that, it could be a lot to take in of just be surrounded by people who are comfortable, but they make you very uncomfortable. And they don't really think about that. It's just not fun to be a part of it. So it's hard to convince people like, hey, come hang out with, you can be one of two in a sea of 25 dudes. It's just kind of stacked of just like, I'm uncomfortable all the time. I have been on a team with another woman for a total of 2 months and then she quit and left. And it's like, you can have a manager that's a woman, which I really haven't. Helene is the first one, but I've never had an engineering manager that's a woman. I've never had a mentor that's a woman. I've never, there's been like the most experience I've had with having another female engineer is, oh, they sit over there and sometimes I see them. That's the most I get. And or like, oh, I have one other woman in my class, but she sits over there, and she has her friends and I have my friends. So there's so many factors. You can't just have a business go in and pop in and say, hey, we're gonna encourage women to do this thing. Well, you're only gonna have men running it. Which, fun fact, when I worked for Lockheed Martin as a contractor, they had me run a program for their company to encourage women to get into computer science. I wasn't even their employee. Like, that's
Interesting.
how desperate. And that's not the first time I've been the token woman. At college, they made me run a program for middle school age girls interested in STEM fields. They made me run a program to encourage them to code. Middle school age girls are mean. I didn't like that experience at all, but I was the only woman. So they made me do it. And it was, they see, they're not dumb. Like, just because they're kids, they see that, okay, you have one woman surrounded by five dudes. Yeah, I don't think it's very diverse. Like,
Interesting. How did that make you feel as kind of what you described as kind of the token woman to put in charge of those just because of how you identify and your gender?
patronizing.
Okay.
Like, they don't care if I'm good or not. They had no clue. I had never had this. The professor reached out to me. He had never had me as a student. He had no idea if I was good at it or not. And he even said, we need a woman to run it. And every time I've been the token, it's, we need a woman to run it, so we need you to do it. Irrelevant if I like talking in front of people, which I don't. Irrelevant if I know it was for the college one. He bought a bunch of robots through a Google initiative, and he wanted me to teach them how to work with robots. And I was like, oh, so a thing I don't know how to do? Cool. Like, and they gave me no help. I had to build all the robots, and I forced a bunch of the guys in the labs to do it as well. No one in the group would really help me. One guy helped me with some of the lessons. There was four lessons that each lasted an hour. So it was an hour worth of content to teach kids. I have no experience in teaching children. I don't know how to teach them. I've never even been allowed to babysit. People don't trust me with their kids. I don't know anything about them. So I've never even had babysitter experience, let alone running an hour-long seminar and teaching kids how to use a robot that I don't even know how to use. And so it's just a little degrading, a little bit, to just be like, yeah, you're a woman, you could do it. It's like, I can, but also I don't want to. Like, I don't want to be your token.
I think that's a
Like,
perfectly fair statement.
yeah. But I feel like I have, and I've said no, and they just go, come on, though. Come on. And they'll just keep doing it until I say yes. And I'm like, fine, I'll run your stupid program. But it's like, I want to be chosen to run something because I'm good at it, not because I'm a woman.
I think that's a very fair feeling as well. You mentioned, let's see. You mentioned leadership, how in the past you have had either maybe just one at this point. Here at HeroDevs, we have one named Helene. She's our vice president of something. What does she do? She does a lot of things. She's like our vice president of professional services, I think. She is also she just manages. She's very good at mentoring. But in my experience, and it sounds like in your experience too, there's not a lot of women in leadership in tech. So I was wondering how, if there was a woman in the leadership position in the situations that you just described, do you feel like you still would have been treated the same way?
It's hard to say. I feel like It takes a lot to push against so many small things throughout every day, all day for years, that like you're just like, whatever, it's fine, just do it. Like you give up a little bit. So I don't know. I've had great male mentors as well. Some even recognize the situation of just discrimination feels harsh, but it kind of is. But they also go too far too. I've had one manager tell me I was hired because I was a woman. He said that to my face. I feel like a woman wouldn't have done that. I don't think she would have chosen me because I'm a woman. I think she would have just looked at the resumes and read them. Mm-hmm. Or even if she did choose me because I'm a woman, I don't think she would say it in the same way or at all. Like, I feel like it would just be comfortable in general. Helene's great because I can tell her, like, hey, this feels kind of sexist. Like, I'm not crazy, right? And she's like, no, just call him out for it. And I feel like this is first place where I can, and HR won't get mad at me because I've done that at other companies and HR didn't like it. They tried to tone that word down pretty hard. Like, it wasn't sexist. You know, they're just different. It's not that. So it is, though.
Like, interesting.
I think I know. I feel like just in leadership as coworkers, if there was more women, it wouldn't be so weird. It's just sometimes the tone, like when you work on a group of guys, even when I was the lead, I wasn't in control, because I'm a lead of like three other guys and they don't care. There's three of them, one of me, like they're going to make fun of me. So if I was at least one other person, maybe not outnumbered or, had a team where the guys had to report to another woman, that might be nice. I don't necessarily always want to be the woman in charge. I don't want to be the woman wearing the pants all the time. Sometimes I'd like to just exist.
That's fair. I think that's a perfect thing to want. That's what all of us want.
Yeah. So it might be just easier to exist if there is another woman who can like wear the pants sometimes too. Like, we could trade. It's like sisterhood of the traveling pants. I don't always have to be in charge.
Okay. So you've been in tech for a while now. What are some things, we've talked a lot about the things that maybe you haven't liked. And I want to kind of push pause on the gender talk and just talk about tech in general for you. What do you like about tech?
I like solving problems. I think that's the root of everything. I don't run up to a problem and necessarily always get excited, but when I solve it, I'm pretty excited. So that's a nice feeling to have. I feel like there's so many different things I can do. I started in back end, now I'm front end. I really wanted to, I could program a robot. Go back to the robots and program them. It just adds so much versatility when you know how to code, which is kind of the life of anything in tech. There's not a whole lot where you don't need to know code, but you don't need to be an expert either to just hop in. Python's pretty easy, and that can go a long way. I also think there's so many free options. So I obviously took the route of going to school, but not to say boot camps aren't an amazing option too. I think it all depends on someone's like level of self-discipline. Mine's horrible. That's why I went to school. I need someone to yell at me to do my homework and like grade it and shame me into learning. It's how I learn. Some people can just go on a free website and just learn stuff. And that would be great. I'm very jealous of that because it's a lot cheaper. But there's a lot of opportunity like that where you don't have to get into a bunch of student loan debt. You can just open up a website and, you know, learn. And some are like maybe $50 a month, which is, you get extra, like Coursera, I think it's like $50 a month. And there's tons of different classes that go on there. And so it is accessible. And I feel like younger generations are tapping into that a lot more than people my age were. So I have a really positive hope that I'm going to start seeing a lot more women developers because it is so accessible and it's not guarded as much now. You can just Google it. You can just go online and no one can block you from doing that. At least in this country. So that gives me hope that the people who want it can come find it and excel at it. I just love the versatility of it.
I think that's a great answer. I'll ask one more question and then we'll let you go. What is one piece of advice you would give to women who want to get into tech?
Just do it. When you hear a bunch of dudes hanging out, throwing buzzwords at each other, like, oh yeah, that blockchain, they don't know what it means. They're lying. they don't know. And just ask why or what's that? What is that though? Yeah, I get that, but what is that? And just keep until you see them have to finally tell you they don't really know what it is. Because they don't. I am almost convinced that people that can only communicate technical things using buzzwords don't actually know how it works. But it's intimidating. It can be very intimidating. And, you know, that's women or men. It can be intimidating for them. But don't let that scare you. Don't let the swarm of men scare you because it's worth it. It's worth getting into a field that is so versatile. And more nowadays feeling like you have to know at least a little bit with all the AI and just the growth of the whole tech. Like to say tech is everything. It's healthcare. It's startups. It's anything and everything to say tech. I worked at a doggy daycare company. They had a tech, like a IT department. Like it's a doggy daycare. Dogs go there and they, you know, they leave. Like why do they need tech? But everything needs tech. Just even if you don't want to sit at a computer and program all day, or you see the stereotypical like weirdo in a mom's basement with their Legos. I have 10 Legos, so they're great. But, you know, maybe that has a bad connotation. It's not all that. I work with plenty of men who are normal. But yeah, it's just don't let stuff like that stop you. Don't let someone tell you you're not smart enough. Don't let them tell you you need to be good at something in order to do something else. You'll figure it out. But just do it. If you find any interest, just do it.
That's great advice. Thanks for sharing that. And thanks for sharing your stories with us today. Sometimes it can be uncomfortable, thank you for being candid and honest about your experience. And I hope that anyone who watches this feels inspired to try something new.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Shelby. Bye-bye. Bye.